This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This is The Woods,
Grr.
The show made by bears for the bear community, their admirers and supporters all around Australia and the world. Brought to you from Melbourne's Joy 94.9 studios. Woof,
Grr.
It is 9:05 on a Thursday night. That means it is time for The Woods. I'm Big Bay Mark, and I'm joined in the studio by Bear Curious Dean. Hey, Dean.
Hey, Mark. How you doing? Happy midsummer.
Happy midsummer to you too. Mm. Did you enjoy carnival the other day?
I had a great time.
It was great, wasn't it?
It's just great. You go and you meet see all these people you haven't seen all year. It's fantastic.
That's right.
You catch up. It was a little bit warm though.
It was very warm.
A little bit warm.
Especially in the Joy t-shirts that we had to wear.
The black t-shirts
that don't breathe.
That didn't breathe. But you know, it was a great night. We got to meet some great people who came up and met with us at the Joy tent.
We did. And someone who had a lot of fun on the day from all the selfies you took at Tea Dance, it was James.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, how you going?
Very well.
You enjoyed yourself, didn't you?
I most certainly did.
You got your groove on in the Tea Dance.
I couldn't keep those feet still. It must have been that Joy t-shirt I was wearing, I think. Got me all wired up.
It got you all moist, did it?
It certainly did.
I bet it did. Tonight, we are joined in the studio by some very esteemed.
This lot aren't esteemed.
No, they're not.
No. Esteemed. just steamy.
Steamed.
Just steamed.
You see them through the seam at Wet and Wellington. It is from the Vic Bears Committee, Rob Cam.
Hey, guys. Good to be back.
Good to see you tonight. And the current Mr. Vic Bears 2015... Cookie.
Hello.
David Cook, how you going?
I'm good. Nice to be back in the studio.
All prepared for giving up his title tomorrow night because it is Mr. Vic Bears 2016.
Coming up tomorrow night, yes. That is indeed all part of the Bear Fest of 2016.
Has that been a year already, honestly?
Yeah.
That's gone fast.
Well, yes.
As a title holder, has it gone fast for you?
No.
Like, I want another year, he says.
It's like, I want some more recognition as Mr. Vic Bears.
I have to say, I actually got the sash added to recently.
Oh, you've got the date on it now. Have a look.
Because I've had it extended.
Because.
You've got a bigger sash.
Now it touches his ankles.
the illustrious Laurie Lane added the number after there was a bit of a change of decision as to how the sash was getting passed on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you get to keep it and then win it tomorrow night.
You're keeping that sash.
I am. Yeah. This is my keepsake now.
There's a brand new one tomorrow night.
Yeah.
I'd be interested to see what it looks like.
Well,
we'll have to wait till we get it from Manhouse. I'm picking it up tomorrow afternoon, so all will be revealed tomorrow night.
Exactly. Yeah. And, of course, the host with the most tomorrow night.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's me.
I think you've done it every year, which means you've done it once before.
I've done it twice before, thank you very much.
I'm sorry, Pixar, it didn't happen. Pixar's not true.
No. I have hosted for the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. With the first year I hosted was with the lovely Grant. And
that's right, and last year by yourself.
Last year I did it by myself, but I'm glad to say that I have a most wonderful co-host this year, which, of course, is Mr. Cam.
Thank you. And looking forward to it, mate.
It's going to be a bit of fun, isn't it? I'm looking forward to it.
I think so. We've had 18 pre-show meetings already, and I still think we've got a bit of work to do.
We have.
James looked up, thought we were serious there for a second.
No, but it's like I always love someone who I co-host with, and they're efficient, and I get the run sheets done for me, and I just turn up and do what I have to
do. Just sit up and look pretty.
Look pretty, that's right.
The committee still rubbed me about my Excel spreadsheets and tables in Words, so, hey, it's a given. You know,
so is it a tightly scripted evening?
Well, it is now.
Oh. No, it's just boxes. There's like not many words in the boxes, like, you know, a stretch here or ad lib or
walk left, whatever. Walk right, walk forward.
But look, I mean, even the run sheet's got all the official logos up the top and everything.
Well, that's organized. Well, this is serious.
We're proud
serious.
Of our brand, absolutely. You know. This is, you know, Vic Bears, we're 20 years old this year.
Exactly.
So it is our 20th anniversary. Right? So this is a big comp, even though it's the third Mr. Vic Bears.
Yes.
But 20 years for the club, you know, we should step up our game. So we've got a big night.
So for people who don't know Rob and Cookie, tell us a little bit about Mr. Vic Bears. Obviously, it's been around for, this is the third year.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the winner goes on where? What do they do?
To greater glory.
To great.
Yeah, maybe Cookie.
Go on, Cookie. You tell us what happened.
Tell us the version.
Well, Mr. Vic Bears came as a part of being a state version of what is part of the Southern Hibernation Competition, which awards Mr. Australasia Bear.
You're right.
Title, which that does roam around the country and occasionally across to New Zealand.
It has been to New Zealand a couple of times, yes.
So this was a way to get a state representative. To actually be able to have someone throughout the year to represent the club in various forms. And obviously at Mr. Hibernation.
Yes,
Australasia.
Mr. Australasia Bear, thank you.
Yep.
My mind's already going. Mr. Australasia Bear, there is a Victorian representative, and thankfully they don't have to go to another state to compete in that title.
Not like that, the other competitors.
No, we have to come here.
We've got the home ground advantage.
Oh, that's true.
Because we've always had it. And that's the thing, I think, in past years where we haven't had a Mr. Vic Bears, when it comes to Southern Hibernation, we get the guys from the other state clubs, from Harbour City Bears and Bris Bears and Adelaide and New Zealand as well.
We're just going to stick up for the New Zealanders there.
Yeah, absolutely. And the guys from Auckland. We get some fantastic bear community over there. And then we get all these Melburnians sort of rush in, and we have like about eight guys from Melbourne and Victoria, one from each state. It was a bit overwhelming, you know.
And
that's a good way to balance it, I think. Have our own comp separate, lead in, you know, we've got five guys tomorrow night. We might talk a little bit more about them in a little bit.
Yeah.
But no, the good thing about that is also all of the other competitors have already done a presentation contention themselves.
Yes.
So they've got some mindset as to what they want to do, whereas the guys who used to come in from the state just kind of made it up on the spot.
Yeah.
And usually it was quite funny, but not necessarily as.
Is it a little bit like RuPaul's Drag Race season 7 and 8? Like, the guys now know what to do and what to look for. Is there a formula to winning the sash?
The formula. If you ever say you know the formula, you'll lose.
Oh, okay.
Reason being, it's an overconfidence thing, I must admit. If you think you know the formula, don't, because in this instance, the judges are always different. We're always looking for different things.
Yeah.
Right. You said we then.
We, well, because there's me who's one of the judges.
Are we allowed to say that? Do we know that? Is it on the run sheet? I don't know that.
We'll find out. The official one.
I'm not telling you who the others are.
No, maybe we'll leave that till tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Exactly. Because otherwise, the contestants, you know what they start doing? They start
lobbying?
You know, hitting on you, and, you know, sexual favours.
You mean anything than any other different day?
No, not really.
We are going to be talking more about Southern Hibernation and Mr. Vic Bears 2016. This is The Woods on Joy 94.9.
Here are some benefits you could gain by becoming a Joy 94.9 sponsor. Increase awareness of your product. Increase your customer base. Increase your profits so you can afford that new item you've had your eye on. You know the one I mean. Gregory sponsors Joy, and now his business is just peachy. Isn't that so, Gregory?
Yes, well, I've
had... Wonderful. Dial today. 1-300-JOY-949. Or send your mail electronically. sales@joy.org.au. That's A-U as in A-U. Sponsor Joy.
And if I can make it to the middle of this tightrope.
Hey, this is Matt Albert from San Francisco.
Well, then you can find a way to make it out here too.
You're listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9.
And if I can make it to the middle of this tightrope.
I missed you singing that then, Dean. You like your Matt Albert.
I do.
You are on The Woods on Joy 94.9. This is Big Bear Mark. We're in the studio with Bear Curious Dean, Josh James, Rob Cam and Cookie, Mr. Vic Bears 2015.
He's handing over the sash.
He's handing it over.
Sash rash no more. He's handing over the sash.
Oh, no, he'll still wear that.
Oh, they'll give him a rash.
You know, the old sash bears, they all wear the sashes everywhere.
They just can't let it go.
What?
My predecessor is donating his.
Oh, really?
To historic value, yes.
Is that right?
Oh. What, correct. to the archives or something?
The Manhouse archives.
Okay.
Their archives, well,
there you
What's
go.
Their archives? Very good. Store in a display case.
Yeah, display casing.
Nice. There you go.
I think mind you, he's got enough leather as it is, so you know.
Now we can fondle it every day.
Exactly. So tomorrow night actually is the big night. It's 2016, Mr. Vic Bear.
Yes.
Now, it's too late for me to enter.
It is, unfortunately. We closed last night.
We have our contestants.
You do? How many are there?
Five this year.
That's exciting.
It is. Yes. It's a good number.
It's a good number. Yeah. We've had about five or six every year.
Yeah.
So this is the same. But the good thing this year is we're not getting people up on the night.
They have all the stage. I'll enter. I've had a few beers.
They have all pre-registered, so they're all prepared. They might be listening tonight to get some hints.
You know what, Mark? I reckon we're going to have a tough time tomorrow night. You know why? Because they're all damn sexy men. I've been Googling and they're all friends, actually. Facebook friends. Some of them I know better than others. But
come on, in our club we're all friends.
But I'm thankful for the judges. It's not a beauty contest, so their looks won't distract them of how, you know, sexy or sexy. It's not. That's what I heard. But no, they're
all... So it's not a beauty contest, so what is it? What do I need to do? What do these five guys need to do to win this year's sesh?
I'll let Cookie answer that because you were in the thick of it last year. So
I was, yes.
Yeah, so what does it take?
You've got to remember, at the end of the night, if you win the sash and the title, you are an ambassador. So what they are looking for is someone who will represent the club as best as they can and as proudly as they can in any way they see fit or the club.
Yeah, and being an ambassador is about... you know, being confident in yourself in whatever form that takes.
That's right.
Being, you know, confident to go out there and be part of the bear community, obviously, and, you know, be passionate about Vic Bears as well, because you're representing us then going into hibernation.
That's right.
No, we want to win it for, you know, a chance, you know. So,
and here's your first hint. If you can't be confident, fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
The advice that I usually give people is don't, please, if you are going to enter the competition, don't take it too seriously.
No, have some fun.
The whole point about going into the competition is to have a lot of fun, because it is a lot of fun. Mm. Backstage is a riot, I have to say. Yeah. I love being backstage during the competitions.
Yeah.
And it's about having fun and not taking it too... You've got to take it a little bit seriously.
Yes.
But not too seriously. Yeah. And be yourself and be confident and just get out there and do it.
Yeah, and I know our contestants are listening tonight, knowing it's the eve, and there's sort of this anxious excitement. A couple have sort of messaged and so forth. Yeah. They're all looking forward to it, and you know, I've had a few little offers. It's like, guys, don't even bother. I'm not a judge. You know, I have no influence.
Why don't I get the offers? I would have taken the offers.
All I've got is a mic, which can be dangerous, can't it?
Yes, it can be. Ask Michael Heap, the winner of Southern Hibernation, how dangerous being on stage with me is.
That's right. Last year, yeah. Mm. We've got a few things planned. We don't want to reveal them all.
We don't want to reveal everything, no.
So it'll be, yes, we want to see that boldness. We want to see that confidence in themselves. And, you know, as you said, that fun will come through. And that's, I suppose, what we're looking for. The judges are sort of seeing who can sort of stand up and be, you know, the bear for Victoria moving forward.
Exactly. And the whole thing about it, as you said, is you are going to be a representative for the Victorian bear community for the next year. Think about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
People come up and say, you know, what's it mean to be a bear? Why do we need bears?
Are we still asking that question?
People who come to the den nights who aren't necessarily there for the bears quite often walk in and go, oh, what's all this about? And
that's a good point.
Because I wore the sash this year, that's one of the things I quite often got asked. You know, what's it all mean?
Yeah, you can't be too... You probably couldn't be too reserved or an introvert.
That's right.
To sort of grab the title, I think. I suppose we're looking for those people that are out there a bit and happy to have a bit of fun and maybe fun at themselves too. So
exactly. Now, speaking of questions, if you do have a question for Cookie or Rob about Mr. Vic Bears or Vic Bears in general, you could SMS in on 0427JOY949 or send us through an email onair@joy.org.au. And we'll do our best to answer your questions.
We will. So tomorrow night, Rob, we do have a bit of a we have segments that they have to do. And the first one is basically, it's a bit of a warm-up for the crowd. We are going to get all the contestants to come out and basically have a chat about themselves.
Yeah.
Sort of, get to know you.
We'll get them out, see them as a group, and then we'll do some one-on-ones. And it's sort of, in a way, trying to get them ready for hibernation. So it's a sort of a loose format, isn't it, compared to the...
Yeah, I hope it's not too loose. But
I don't want to know what fluffing you do on stage,
none of this back.
No, and look, I'm quite sure Peter, if you're listening, Peter Callahan, he'll be there fluffing again.
Of course.
He fluffs every...
He's a good fluffer. He's the best fluffer we have.
Well, the only fluffer you've ever had.
But back to the competition.
So what are we talking about?
So you've asked, they've come out, tell us a bit about themselves.
Yes.
So what's round two?
Well, we're going to do something at the end of round one. I brought something in, and I know you thought it was my poppers, but it's not. It's not jungle juice.
No, it's nothing like that.
Not at all, but it looks suspiciously. Like that. I might have to take a photo and put it up on our page. But someone dropped this off for me today, and I want to make tomorrow night a sensory experience for our contestants. And this is one of the ways. I'm not going to talk about what's going to happen in the second act. And I know all you old bears who are reminiscing and remember the disaster that was Guess the Fruit Up Your Bum trick that was in 2001 at Hardware. We're not doing anything like that.
No,
right?
Nothing like that.
No, I've been warned by a past president I'll get my life membership revoked if we ever do anything like
leave
that again.
Leave your fruit at home.
So with this one, we've got these fantastic beard oils from the Groom Man Co. who's just come on board as a member benefit provider for us. I think he's got a few little gifts as well that we might be giving away tomorrow night. But I brought it in so you guys could try it. So now you just put your hand out, because you're going to put it on your beard. Hang on. I'm sorry we haven't got television here.
Yeah, I was going to say.
If we just had a camera.
It's such a visual thing.
It's not amyl cooking. Now just rub that with your other hand. And you got to guess what flavour this is.
That's just leaving it wide open on air. You know that, don't you?
I want to smell this now.
Let me give you some too.
Let me smell.
What does it smell like?
Oh, I think.
Can we guess?
It's nice, isn't it? It's nice oils. I'll give you clues.
Oh, I've got two things I think it might be. I think it might be tea tree.
It's called Morning Wood.
Oh,
I brought my morning wood in for you.
Sandalwood
did a fur and everything. It sort of nourishes your beard and your skin and keeps it nice and. And when you nuzzle up to that favourite guy and you're getting there, you can, it's really good.
Yeah.
Really good
stuff. So that might be a bit of a hint, but we do have an activity planned.
Yes.
And it'll remind you of the show. I mean, it's definitely linked with the show tonight, right?
The wood.
What's
the
that?
Wood.
Morning
the
wood.
The wood, morning wood, yes. And everyone's sporting beards, I see here. Everyone tomorrow night's got a beard.
Yes, they
do. So this is the perfect product.
Not
for
that you had to have a beard.
No,
by the
not
way.
At all. No, it's just by coincidence.
Just by coincidence.
We had a beard grooming company wanting to come on board with the bear comp.
Surprisingly enough, the alternate, when we were coming up for titles for Brekkie Bears, when we started that, the first thing we thought of was Morning Woods.
Perfect. Perfect.
And we thought that might be a bit...
I mean, who doesn't love their Morning Woods?
Yeah,
exactly. Well,
for those that can have Morning Woods, yes.
Right, okay.
Well,
there you go.
There may be lady bears.
Yes.
But
I don't know where to go with that one.
No. So, and basically, what does the winner get? Because I actually don't know.
The sash?
They get a sash, yes. Mr. Vic Bears 2016, beautifully made by Laurie Lane and donated by Manhouse, who we greatly appreciate their support, plus a $250 voucher from Manhouse.
Oh, nice.
$500 in cash just before hibernation to support them for their week of Southern Hibernation. And, of course, then representing Vic Bears in Southern Hibernation
And
in
I'm
June.
Assuming that they'll get to go to the events as well.
Of course, yes, they get a free pass.
Free pass.
Of course, being in the comp, you get to,
yes.
Yeah, as our representative and prize winner, you get a full pass for Southern Hibernation.
A celebrity,
So all of that's worth, thousands of dollars.
And the bragging rights as well.
Well, that's it.
You can and say, I was Mr. Vic Bears 2016.
And to be a member of part of the community.
And look, I mean, people do go on and they do win Southern Hibernation. Aaron, just a couple of years ago, represented Victoria, and he went on and won the whole thing. So it's very possible
absolutely,
that you can do that.
So if I wanted to come along to this event tomorrow night, what do I do? Do I have to go online and get a ticket? Do I turn up at the door? What's the story?
Yeah, just turn up. Gold coin donation at the door.
Where is it?
Guess.
Is it the Laird?
Oh, it could be the Laird.
It's
our home den. It's where we always hang out.
Yeah.
So I go to the Laird. What time do I get there?
It's sort of 80-ish. I
would be there about
80-ish. Yeah. Yeah. We sort of kick off around 9-ish, yes. 9:30-ish. We'll see how we go.
But obviously, it is a popular night, so I would recommend getting there reasonably early.
Yes.
You don't want to be...
Lining up outside
at 9:30. No. No good idea.
What a good... stage seating.
Yeah,
exactly. As soon as possible.
And it's not a ticketed event, so you just turn up. Gold coin, because we're raising money for our charity this year, which is The Pantry, part of the nutritional services of VAC and all the great stuff that they do. So we're raising funds for them. So that gold coin will go straight to them.
That's excellent.
Along with all our raffle ticket sales we're going to have. We're going to have some good prizes too.
Oh, we've got a raffle tomorrow night?
We have, yeah.
Yay!
We'll give away another Southern Hibernation pass for someone.
Oh, nice.
One of the punters will win that, so they don't have to pay $100 or so.
I want that.
Well, you might be there anyway. You never know.
Now, do I have to be a Bears member to come along? Or can anyone
come? No, anyone can come
along.
Anyone
can come along, you bloke, because it's a male-only venue.
Yeah, look, exactly. That is the only thing. It is a male-only venue, so sorry, ladies, not tomorrow night. But, you know, there are other events during the year that ladies can go to the Laird at, but not this one, sorry.
Yeah.
And...
I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be good.
Yeah, so you are going to come along, Dave?
I'm coming along.
Fantastic.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Get your notes ready for next year.
Yeah. My research, you think.
Yeah.
It's not a bad thing to do research. Just don't use that as your only crutch.
Don't spend my whole year planning my my presentation.
Exactly.
Might all change.
But you went to Southern Hibernation last year.
I did. I came along to Mr. Australasia Bear. I was very bear curious. And it was a great night. We had a lot of fun, me and the mister.
Yeah.
Saw a few things. I met a few people. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good.
Very good night.
You are on the woods on Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
For all things bear, cub, otter or wolf, and any other woodland creature, The Woods on Joy 94.9.
You are definitely on The Woods on Joy 94.9. Tonight we have the lovely Rob Cam and David Cook in, and before they say anything, because we don't get words in otherwise, we've also, of course, got Dean, Bear Curious Dean, and Just James as well. And let's talk about, let's leave the Mr. Vic Bears contest alone for a minute, and let's go for the other Bear Fest 2016 events, because there's quite a few, Rob.
Yeah, we're in the thick of it. It's sort of, we coincide with the Midsummer Festival, so kicked off last Sunday at that, very hot carnival day. We had a great time too at the Vic Bears booth, so that was the start of it. But coming up, obviously tomorrow night, we've mentioned it a few times, the Mr. Vic Bears competition.
Just once or twice. Yeah.
Saturday night, the big fur toga dance at the Laird. So the fur boys and Papa Tom are going to rock the place. It's going to be a fantastic night.
Love Papa Tom. Have you got your toga ready?
Not quite. I think, like you, I'm going to be dashing to Spotlight tomorrow.
Yeah. I know.
I'm getting my hubby to whip something up from scraps out in his workroom.
My hubby said, shall I go and try and get something? I went, no, I'm going to come with you, and we're going to go on Saturday and get it.
We're going to make something.
We're going to make it and make it good.
Yeah, so that's you want to say something? You got hands up there.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you wear a toga like you wear a kilt?
Yeah. Well, I suppose you could wear it over the shoulder, like Caesar, I suppose, or some of those old.
Well, no, I think he means sans underwear.
Right. My mind didn't even go that.
Look,
go that way,
Dean. You've got a very good point.
Oh, I'm just thinking. You're talking Caesar. Are we wearing our Roman sandals without
toes? No
sandals, nor thongs. No, it's a pub. It's glassware and stuff. Yeah, so you got to wear closed-toed shoes. Yeah.
It is a policy of the Laird. You have to wear our shoes.
What's the Laird's policy on underwear? Does the Laird have a policy on underwear?
They do not have a policy on underwear.
We'll come to that, but when we get to under bear, we will.
Oh, okay.
Hang on, we're still at Saturday night,
we're still
right?
At the toga party,
we're still at fur toga that Saturday night.
Look, I think under the toga is up to you.
Yeah, whatever you're comfortable with.
It's whatever you're comfortable with. I mean, personally, I think the jock strap might come out.
It is a dance party,
It is a
all.
Dance party.
Well, that's it.
Yes.
Yeah. So
come out and stay on?
Well, yes.
Yes.
You'll have to come along and see Curious Dean.
I'm not that curious.
Keep being curious. All right. Are we done with fur, right? We've had a wild time at fur. We want to recover. We have our lazy Sunday lunch, which we've just moved. We want to get to these great food truck stops that they have around the place.
Aren't they great?
They're fantastic. The one at Preston's still closed for some crazy reason. Mm. So we're going to Thornbury. It's called Welcome to Thornbury. It's on High Street in Northcote. Yeah. So all the details are on our Facebook page and in the app, but that's going to be a lot of fun from 1 o'clock on Sunday. So just rock up. There's going to be about a dozen or so different food trucks. It's licensed as well.
There's a nice bar area there.
What's that?
There's an app.
We have an app. We'll come. Yeah, haven't you? You've got the app, haven't you?
Of course, I do.
Yeah, well, everyone else listening has got to grab the Vic Bears app. I'll come back to that later. Because that involves about 28 steps to download the bloody thing. Sorry about that. Then Monday, now we're on Monday, Australia Day Eve. So for some, it's going to be a long, long weekend, I think.
I've got to work on Monday.
Oh, I took it off. No, I'm taking the day off.
Good planning.
No, four days off. Right. So Australia Day Eve, traditional during Bear Fest, we always have the Underbear Dance. So this is our big party from the club. So we're putting that on Monday night from 8 o'clock. So that's an underwear in bears in underwear, and their admirers come along. It's going to be a big one. Pre-sale tickets are almost sold out. So you can grab them online or you can buy them tomorrow night.
Already got mine.
You got it. Good on you, James. We'll see you there, mate.
Just remember, remind us of the dress code, because there is a dress code, right?
You've got to have underwear. Right.
But it's not shorts
or boardies, or it's underwear. So whatever underwear you want. And usually topless as well. So yeah, so you can wear a harness or a vest, but not like t-shirts or
I'll probably wear my harness.
No pajama tops?
No, no pajama underwear. It's not a sleepy party. We've done the slumber party, James. That was back in September, which was a huge night too, by the way. So yeah, it's going to be a big night. We're going to party on late.
Big nights.
And it's a total fundraiser. Just about all the funds we raise from that will go to our charity. So we're pretty excited about that. When you party with us, you actually contribute back to the community.
Which is nice.
Yeah, we're a non-profit, so we like to give back to those in need. And you can, you know, dance around in your jocks and think, hey, I'm giving back to the community. So oogling guys in the dark room. I mean, you know, dancing on the dance floor. So that's Australia Day Eve. What am I talking about? Into later next week. Look, it's not part of Bear Fest, but you got to go to Mooning. Midsummer Mooning is Friday next week.
At the Laird.
And
hosted by Limo this year.
So what a coup. So it's always a fun night and, you know, a lot of laughs, and we get to see lots of bums if you're into that. So it'll be a great night too. Get your pre-tickets on that one, because that is, you don't want to queue up at the door. You want to get straight in.
If you want to get close, also bring goggles.
Bring goggles.
For someone who always
protective eyewear.
I had to make sure that I had my waterproof casing.
Is this an interactive show, is it?
Well, occasionally.
Sometimes it is, I've seen.
The water pistols come out.
Right,
it gets a bit wet, does it?
It does.
It gets a bit moist.
Yes.
Bring a raincoat as well, maybe. No.
Yeah. Could be.
I'm a bit worried.
You can get your raincoat out, James.
I've forgotten my sequence, so I've got to check my app now.
I think next is actually on the 30th of January.
It'll be Bear Soup. Right, I knew it was a day thing. That's right. Mm. So Wet on Wellington, this has become a bit of a tradition as well. So we get discounted entry. If you flash your Vic Bears membership, you get a few dollars off. I think it's $23. But we're going to throw in lunch. So what a bargain. You get a nice cooked lunch, some salads.
And you get a sausage.
You get a sausage or two if you're a good boy, Mark. So sausage.
I'm always a good boy.
Or more if you're a bad boy.
More if you're a bad boy. Exactly, James. I'll see you upstairs in that round room with that big crazy round mattress. Anyway, yeah, so it's a lot of fun. Bear Soup from 1 o'clock on Saturday. And then we wrap up with sort of the main part of Midsummer, wrapping up with Pride March on Sunday. So join us. Come and march with the Bears. It'll be a lot of fun. We're going to do something a little bit different this year. We're going to go and eat afterwards. So we're going to have another Eat Fest. We've booked out, Topolino's, is it down there, I think, on Fitzroy Street. So we're going to go and have some yummy pizza at the end of marching together. That 12-minute walk down Fitzroy Street that takes a lot out of you. You got to refuel.
They keep slowing you down, and it takes
exactly.
an hour to get through.
It could take an hour and 12 minutes. So look, that's lots going on. I can't remember it all. That's why I'm just pulling up the app as we speak.
You did pretty good.
Was I almost there?
Yeah, well, I think you got everything.
Okay, good. Yeah, so look, lots going on. If you are a member of the club, a lot of the stuff, you get priority entries. So we're going to have members' queues. So that'll get you straight in, and some of them get discounted entry, like at Victoria, at the Underbear Party as well. So.
And just on the Pride Parade, there is a marshalling area at the corner of Lakeside Drive and Fitzroy Street from 12 p.m. So it's in the park there. So that's where the marshalling area is.
Just look for the bear flags. We'll be there. You'll be there. A bunch of us, yeah. So it's always a lot of fun.
Yeah. See, I'm always conflicted on Pride Day.
You got Joy.
Because I've got Joy and I've got the Bears. And it's like... I actually marched with Joy 1 year, then the Bears next year. So I'm not too sure which year I'm up to.
Like Christmas with the in-laws. You'd have to work it out.
You could ask Joy to do it be put one of the roamers and then just walk with the bears and explain the walk down with the bears.
Oh, I could do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
two birds, one stone. Multi-skilling. Do both.
Multipass, yeah.
Yeah, multipass.
Lovely. Said someone who used to do it himself.
You are on the woods with Big Man Mark, Bear Curious Dean, and Just James, and some other guys. On Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Catch up or relive all the woods has to offer. Listen to the Woods podcast online at joy.org.au or on iTunes or Stitcher. Joy 94.9.
You are on the Woods on Joy 94.9. Just on the podcast, just remember we do podcast the show almost every week.
Almost.
Well, we eventually get around to it. Yeah. Our podcaster James does, not the James we've got in the studio. So if James is listening, big hi to James, and thank you for podcasting
he
for
us. He does a great job.
He's been doing it for a long time now. It's probably over a year now that James has been our podcaster. So just want to give a shout out to James. Thank you very much, and keep up the good job. Thank you.
Thank you.
We are talking to Vic Bears. Now, have you got a title on Vic Bears at the moment?
I'm a good old committee man.
You're a committee man.
Yeah, there's a few of us.
Rob Cam, committee man.
Rob Cam, the committee man.
Nice ring to it, hasn't it?
Does.
Yeah. We'll get you a jingle. That sounds good.
And looky, looky, it is cookie.
Rob Cam, the committee man.
No, not with that.
And, of course, we've got David Cook, Cookie, who is the current Mr. Vic Bears 2015, who will be passing on his title tomorrow night. Well, not the 2015 part.
Not the sash, no, just the title.
Just the title. Exactly. Now, tell us about this damned app. Tell us about the app.
I know, I was just updating it. Everyone who's on the app is about to get a photo, so the notification's probably coming through right now. We've talked about it for years, actually, trying to embrace the technology and everything's going mobile. So it was Neil from our team, our vice president, that stumbled across this great platform called Team App. And it's mainly built for sporting teams and so forth. And it's free, which is great. It allowed us to build it and sort of have the framework and then make it our own. So it's branded Vic Bears. It's got about 10 functions in it from, you know, all the club events. We've got a full bear calendar, so not only our events, but other events from our key sponsors like the Laird and Manhouse, who the events they put on from time to time, and parties as well. Mm-hmm. Plus all the other major bear clubs around Australia. So all their big bear festivals from Harbour City Bears, Briz Bears, Bears Adelaide, Perth, and New Zealand Bear Week coming up as well. So
it is,
all that's
soon.
Listed in there. So regardless of where you are in Australia, you can download Team App. That's the first thing you've got to do. That's the clue. Yes. Download Team App. And then once you're registered, you can search for Vic Bears and then request that. And there's about two or three steps you've got to jump through.
Because some people were searching for Vic Bears in the App Store and stuff. No.
Vic Bears haven't submitted an app to Apple to sort of say, can we have our app? So Team App. And look, you can jump onto our website and there's a page called App. And that's got the instructions on it there of how to download it. But, the feedback's been really positive and there's people joining every day. Mm-hmm. We've got some great photos up there.
In fact, if you join right now, there's a photo of us in the studio.
This is live.
That's spooky, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
And we've got 11 businesses and partners in there providing discounts to all of our members, and that's growing. So at any time you can say, I can get cheap pizza or I can get 10% off my stuff at Manhouse or I can get cheap beard oil or whatever. So all that good stuff.
So if you can't find it on the app, go to the webpage, vicbears.org.au.
Thank you for plugging that, Cookie. It's there too.
Or you can go to the Facebook. Vic Bears Inc.
Yeah, so look, those three platforms and our monthly newsletter, The Paw Prints, are our ways we get the word out to our members. But if you want instant stuff and instant updates and what's going on, the app is now our latest sort of, device there to get it all out. So, jump on board.
And the other thing I think we need to say is also you've got to save some dates in June.
Well, yes, there's another date I thought about we should mention. We're holding back on sort of pushing this out and letting the world know. It's sort of been whispers about
it. Is this a bit of an exclusive?
Well, a little more about it. But we are turning 20 this year and we thought we've got to do something special. So we're having a 20th anniversary gala event.
Ooh.
So, and it's going to be on our 20th anniversary, which is in April. So it's over a whole weekend. We're going to have a gala dinner and show night.
Me
be the host.
So being
you know, someone
already chosen.
We need a photographer.
Yeah, well, probably. I'd say we would need a photographer. But it's going to be like to really celebrate the history and nostalgia of the club,
yes.
where we've come from, all those have entertained us over the years.
Dean and I will come along just to look good. We're not going to offer any services.
No, you're not going to. Right, thanks, James. Yeah. All right, we'll take that. So that's going to be on Friday, the 22nd of April. So we're hopefully going to get a lot of the presidents back and life members. A lot of the old showgirls too that, you know, in the years of entertainers, I've heard on good authority, Maxi Shield will be there. And even the gorgeous Goaties are going to be back for those in the mo. So it's been 10 years since they've showed them their mugs in Melbourne. So, look, it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be we're going to keep the costs really low because we want to get everyone coming along. So more details about that.
More details
in the coming week. We sort of want to get through, you know, Bear Fest a bit.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly. First.
And then June. Yes, so the big dates in June.
So Sunday the 12th to Sunday the 19th of June.
Yeah, it's a long weekend. Starts like the late. Labor Day weekend and goes through to the next Sunday. So 8 days.
8 days.
Queen's birthday weekend, thank you.
Is that what I said?
No,
I said Labor Day. Sorry,
that's
forget
the chill out weekend. Oh, Queen's birthday is
my birthday weekend.
So it's basically 8 days, and obviously it culminates, well, not culminates, but it apex at on Saturday night for Mr. Australasian Bear, of course.
Yes.
Southern Hibernation, Mr. Australasian Bear.
Yeah.
And so save the dates, put it in your calendar. Take time off work because you're going to need it. It's a big week.
And I think it's going to be one of our biggest ones. We sort of say this every year. Oh, it's our biggest hibernation ever. But I tell you what we've got planned, and I can't reveal it yet because we're going to do a big launch, and it's something we've never done before. And I don't think any of the other bear clubs have tried either. So we're being a little ambitious this year, being 20 years old now.
Yeah.
So we're stepping outside the box, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
Good.
Yeah, and that's the main thing, just have a lot of fun along the way, something you don't normally do.
Yeah.
But have all that good stuff that we love, like Mr. Australasia Bear. There'll be another Under Bear dance party.
And there'll be a bear soup. There'll be
a few new surprises, James. So, yeah, absolutely.
Looking
come along. Yeah.
And Southern Hibernation is one of the longest running bear festivals in the world, isn't it? It's like eight days.
I think so, yeah. Well, when you say longest, like over 8 days.
Like yeah, most places are like event. 4 or 5.
Yeah, I think so. Look, there's others like Bear Week and
P-Town.
Others, yeah, which are sort of weekend and extended ones. But I remember when it was one night, you know, it was Mr. Melbourne Bear and Cub Contest.
Well, that was the very first one.
Daddy Paul Evans started it all those years ago before.
That was back in the, was that the 80s?
1962 or something.
No, it wasn't. It was not.
You're not that old.
It was late 80s, I think, the first one.
Hang on. Yeah, it would have been before it became hibernation. So I think hibernation's not as old as Vic Bear's.
No, it's not.
So it's a couple of years younger.
Yeah.
But hey, it's 20 years, I think, is pretty excited, and we should be proud that, you know, a great club has been around that long and it's still growing and, you know, doing new things and raising great money for the community. So
I guess if you've been wondering about whether to become a member and maybe been on the edge for a number of years, maybe this is the year to join up.
I think so.
The 20th anniversary.
It's going to be a lot of, you know, not only do you feel proud to be part of your tribe, I suppose that's why many of us stick in there and love it so much, but not only all the benefits, but you get to hang with like-minded people who are just casual, comfortable, you know, and have fun and like to give back. And I think that's that community sense. Which
so how do I become a member?
Well, you can come along to any of our events and talk to any of us on the committee. We usually have sign-ups there. So you can always do it in person, and you can do it online. So through the app. I know you've got the app now, so if you're not a member, you can jump on there.
But I am a member now.
There you go.
I'm a dog
I was going to say, I know you joined on Carnival Day.
I know.
Did you get one of those sexy new USB?
I did get the sexy new leather.
Cool? Leather strap
USB.
Branded.
Yeah. Very tech savvy.
And it's got and Shane from our team did this awesome e-book. It's got, rather than little trifolded printed brochures that we've done for many years.
Printed so last year.
We've gone so 2016 now, and it's all like e-booked and PDF'd, and you scroll through it, and it's really cool, and it sort of tells you more about why you know being part of Vic Bears. And so definitely online, on the website, on the app, or come and see any of us, and we'd be happy to welcome you to be part of the club.
Moving the club into the future with the apps and the USB points.
Well, you've got to. That's how the cool kids these days and the Cubs are getting their stuff, you know, and their info, so we've got to move with it there.
And how much would it cost?
For a single, $35. I think it's been the same rate for many years now, so it hasn't gone up. $60 for a couple.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've got a thruple. Have we got a
Have you got a thruple?
A thruple?
Not on the app, but
come talk to us personally about the thruple.
If you want a thruple,
we'll do you a deal.
We need a third, come and talk to us. And there's also concession rates too, so if you've got a concession card, we'll give you
I've been so excited by all this stuff that I've been hearing tonight. You know, I'm going to have to join.
Oh, thank you. Well, you should,
James. It's just going to be one of those things. I can't be the only one on the woods that's not a member.
I know. At the moment, you are the only one who isn't a member.
You're the only one in this room that's not a member.
I'll be fixing that tonight.
Excellent. You can fix it. I don't know if you go. Are you going tomorrow night?
I may be.
Oh, well, you can join up tomorrow night.
We can jump online now, James, during the next ad.
Yes.
and join up. I also like to stress, I've heard of this a couple of times. Just because you don't identify as a bear doesn't mean you can't join the club. If you like hanging around the bears.
If you like or admire bears or
we're
like.
We're more than happy to have you.
You know, be hairy man
if
or
you're
whatever.
Bear curious.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's like
bear curious.
Yeah. It's like what we say on the titles of the woods. It's the bear community for admirers and supporters. It's not...
Well, that's everyone, isn't
and
it?
You are part of the bear community.
Yeah.
This is one of our general topics we come up with quite a lot on the woods. A bear is a state of mind. It's not about appearance. And so get in, join the community. It's well worth it. And you get a lot of benefits as well.
There's some little perks and stuff along the way, and you get treated a little bit special. We've got, you know, the members draw where you get, gift vouchers and stuff along the way. And I think it's just that sense of being part of something, part of a club or, batting for your team in the community and
also
being part of something.
Yeah, and when you come along on den nights, bring your badge because at the Laird you get cheaper drinks.
Yeah, 10% off.
Well, now I know that.
Cheaper drinks.
So tomorrow night is officially a den night, isn't it?
It is,
So bring your badge and show it at the bar.
Yep.
I will do that.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Drink responsibly.
That's right. My lemonade.
Exactly.
Lemonade.
Have it. They always do it at the Laird. They're all, very responsible there.
You can get your Shirley Temple.
My very manly Shirley Temple.
You'll get 10% off your Shirley Temple.
There you go, Brett. Better polish that martini glass.
Fantastic.
You are on the woods on Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
You are on the woods on Joy 94.9. This is Big Bear Mark. We've got Bear Curious Dean, Just James, Rob Cam and David Cook in the studio. Now, David, to wrap us up tonight, because we're almost out of time, you've had a reign as Mr. Vic Bears.
A reign, yes.
A reign. Wrap it up for us. What have you got out of Mr. Vic Bears this year? Or what's your journey been?
My journey's been meeting a lot of new people who I probably haven't... come across before, stopping and actually talking to them rather than just saying, hey, can I take your photo for the Vic Bears? Thank you, bye, next person. And it's actually been nice engaging with people outside of my friendship circle who I normally would hang with. And it's also been an ability to then invite them into some of my other personal projects, which I've been working as part of the bear community in generally. And that's a book which I'm making that promotes different body types.
Oh, okay.
We're so used to seeing bears being one or two variations of the same stereotype. So I wanted to get local people involved and in trying to get an image out there that wasn't the hyper-edited photos you see everywhere else.
Yeah.
And just something a bit more local and closer to home.
When will we see this happening?
Well, I'm hoping to promote its production towards the middle of this year. I am still looking for a few more models, so if there's any muscle bears, I haven't really gotten that sort of area yet. So if anybody wants to know, furinc.com is my website.
Dean Please Muscle Bears? There you go.
Start working out
now. No.
But, work out a little bit more.
I am still looking for models in general, so if you'd like to have a few photos taken in the book and get a few photos out of it, please get a hold of me.
Let Cookie know. Yes. Thank you very much for coming in tonight, Cookie. We'll see you tomorrow night. We'll see you tonight, Rob.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having us back.
Looking forward to being on stage with you tomorrow night. And stop sniffing the beard oil, Dean.
It's not Rush, all right?
What is happening on the cheap seats tonight, Dean?
On the cheap seats this evening, we are going to the United States to hear Tyler Oakley and others speak about LGBTIQ representation on YouTube.
I'll be listening to that on the way home in the car. And remember, Brekkie Bears, 6:30 a.m. on Monday through to 9 a.m. with me and Luke. And also, you've got all the... Join us tomorrow night down at the Laird at 8 o'clock for Mr. Vic Bears 2016.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
Can't wait.
Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you very much, James. You have been. I think we've just done something wrong. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Next week on The Woods, we got the Chargers joining us.
We do. That's going to be really interesting.
Are you going to fit them all in here?
I think we only got a couple.
Oh, okay. Right.
Because Robbie, who isn't with us tonight, who's a usual host, his husband is one of the Chargers. So he's bringing his hubby along with some other representation.
They're very woofy too, I've got to say. They came up to it.
They are. Awesome. This has been The Woods.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.